Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here, too. And we're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, overlooking the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. And Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star is our guest today, having a great time talking fishing here. And in the world headquarters of the greatest sport fishing place in the world, right here in San Diego.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, this live bait has made San Diego what it is. I mean, you've got warm water access, you've got live bait, so we fish like nobody else does in the world. We catch 99% of our fish on live bait.
Live bait, yeah. Thanks to the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, absolutely. Man. They do such a fantastic job.
They do. We go out and just, here it is, net it up, right? Put it on your boat, and your stuff lives for a week, 10 days, 16 days, whatever the trip is. Those guys work hard to keep us in sardine. They earn it.
And the quality of the sardine this year has just been
phenomenal.
It's been good bait.
Really, really good, yeah. It's nice to have the standard size bait back compared to last year when we had a lot of that little stuff, right?
Yeah, this year it's been a really nice mix of sizes. You've had some really good, big, hardy hook bait, and you've had some smaller stuff that you can use as chum, and it's a nice blend.
Yeah.
You know, when they call it 4 to 6 inch, they mean it.
I fished Sunday after the radio show, and we just went to Point Loma, just a super fun day. Family took the dog, and Dallas's brother was in town, and we all went calico bass fishing in Point Loma. And Mission Bay had the single best thing that you'd want. It was probably an 80-20 mix of fantastic chove with some nice sardine in there. Like, if you couldn't ask for better anchovy bait fishing. And then our slipmate right next door, I know a buddy of yours, Danny Fuller, he was taking his son Caden fishing, and we both said the same thing. We went to Point Loma. We anchored up on the kelp. You threw a couple of little, netfuls of that chove and then just followed it up with a 5-inch MC swim bait. We had every cast bass fishing for a couple hours. It was great. It was like the perfect, 4th of July weekend afternoon, just crushed the bass, let them all go. And it was because that sprinkling that chove in the kelp just activates those things like nothing else.
I love that chove.
Incredible. I know Hayden's mom was shooting videos of him. And from pinning the bait on, time to make the cast, 4 seconds was the average before he had a bite.
Got a bite?
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
And there's probably 2 seconds of hang time casting that bait.
Nice.
I've been trying to poach him already for, like, the next tackle store. I think he's 10. I think he's 10 or 11 right now. And, when we were washing up the boat, he's on the bow of the boat next door just catching spotty after spotty and barracuda.
Wow.
And I kept saying the same thing, like, in 5 years, when you're ready for a summertime job, you talk to us first and no one else.
Yeah.
I'm putting in the groundwork to try and poach
him. I got
him.
Dibs when he turns 18.
There you go. Hey, let's find out what's biting right now.
You got it, man. It is time for the Catch Report. There is some great fishing to talk about today, and that's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch with those big bluefins, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all available at their amazing Liberty Station location, and don't forget that killer brand-new poke kit, perfect that killer bluefin, RSW bluefin you're going to bring home.
We had it for dinner last night. I mean, that poke kit is, it's the bomb. It is absolutely, if you catch tuna and you don't go to Fisherman's Processing and get that poke kit, you're missing out.
It's the truth.
You're missing out.
It's phenomenal. Sean gave me one when I came back off of this trip, so I had a little fish that thankfully one of our customers donated to me because I was getting off, but that kit is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's a great, you can eat it just by itself, or you can add things to it that bring the flavors up.
Absolutely.
It's just an incredible pokey base. You don't have to worry about the mix of soy sauce and sesame oil and rice wine vinegar. It's all done for
it's
you.
All done.
And all the herbs are in those packages. Those guys do a great job with that.
You just look like a rock star. That's the thing. You can, and like you say, you can dress it up as much as you want, or you can just sprinkle and pour the ingredients on it and call it a day. It's really
and it's
cool.
Healthy ingredients too. Yeah. I mean, it's my wife approves of it. So
there you
that's
go.
Like, she's the biggest food
that's the
snob.
Seal of approval.
Yeah, it's a big food snob there for sure. And she likes it, but yeah, and you can order it online.
Yeah,
fishermansprocessing.com.
I know you can get it at Dana Landing. You can get it directly from Fish Pros, the market. All kinds of great options. So you check that out. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Our catch reporter standing by. Our private boater buddy Captain Mark Wish has got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Brian.
Morning, well, guys, Mark.
Hey, buddy, it's been a long time, huh?
It has. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, we had some good times. Many, many trips on Royal Star together. oh, my goodness. Good old days. But, hey, our summer season, guys, it's rolling along at full speed here. Lots of good signal from so many different areas. So starting along the coast, and I forgot to mention this last week, but it's probably still true. You guys fishing the beaches there outside Hermosa and Manhattan, you want to keep an eye on the bird schools, man. Some of that's thrasher sharks, some of it's giant sea bass also, mostly caught on mackerels there. So keep an eye on the bird schools. Also coastal out here on the horseshoe right off Long Beach, San Pedro. It's really nice that barracuda's still around there, still biting. Some big ones have mixed into the mix there. It's really nice to see that barracuda here for the local guys to have a little bit more to catch. We've got some difficult years. Cockle bass and sand bass fishing is also improving. Same thing. We had some really slow years on the bass, so it's nice to see them working their way back. If you're not faint of heart, you want to brave the crowds, get yourself tore up, try that mussel farm for some big yellows, man. There's some tanker-grade yellows living there, but between the boats and all the buoys you get stuck in, it is definitely not for the faint of heart. at San Nicolas Island, it's just crazy. The stories out here are unbelievable and definitely not suited for the radio here.
And probably the people that run that mussel farm just love people untangling all that line, right?
Oh, you know, those guys could probably stock a tackle store with all the jigs and stuff that are stuck in those booms and whatnot. It's just insanity. But, you know, it's definitely holding some fish. It's a heck of a nice reef out there. Nick, on the outside there, the weather's coming up a little bit. At Santa Barbara Island, definitely kind of twilight zone there. Was biting earlier this season. It's kind of gone to sleep here for a little bit. Catalina's still fishing pretty good. Quite a bit of yellow around there, backside middle, backside west like that. Been definitely some big ones in the mix for sure, biting both bait and jigs. And as far as the jigs, surprisingly, you know, of course the surface iron's going to work. But the little hookup baits, those two baits in blue and green, the 1 ounce and 1.5 ounce size, they're getting those yellows at Catalina. I don't know what those yellows think they are, but they're definitely working. At Clemente, still cranking out good scores on the yellows there also. You've got to have some current, guys. A lot of times it doesn't start up until a little bit later in the day, so be patient. The west is the best on the yellows and the sea bass there at Clemente. And offshore, oh, my God, just like you guys have been talking, just unbelievable spread of bluefin from outside the 302 toward the 371 yesterday out to the knoll and then around up toward the 43 and across over to underneath Clemente. Around that 81, 86 there, south
it's
of China
everywhere.
Point there. It's just everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah. And so much of that stuff, guys, you got to have that heavier tackle. So much of that's over 200. Some of that stuff's been over 300 this week. What an unbelievable fishery right here in our backyard. Fishery.
It is. I mean, the chance to go on a day trip and catch a fish of a lifetime, come on.
Yeah.
Where else can
really
you do
cool.
that? It's time to go fishing. And, Mark, I know fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys have just been doing an unbelievable job keeping people posted from the Channel Islands to Southern Baja. They keep it all there for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, the store is in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And instead of all this fancy surface stuff that's going on, we're going to do our first deep drop swordfish of the trip tomorrow.
Whoa!
I think that's a good question.
It's time, right?
Get it started.
Getting to be about that time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see.
You know, speaking of swordfish, I had a chance to talk to Dave Pfeiffer, our friend from Shimano yesterday, about his swordfish experience with Jimmy Kingsville back in South Carolina there. Did you see the photos of that fish they caught?
I did, but I did not see the weight. What did that thing weigh?
They didn't have a scale big enough. It said it was somewhere close to 500 pounds. But the story that went along with it is just unbelievable. The thing was angry.
Well,
it was angry.
Oh.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have to have Dave call
Dave
in.
Jimmy,
that's a great idea.
Does.
Have those guys call in and tell the story.
Because
that's a really good story about... And I guess their fishery back there for swordfish is just unbelievable.
He's going to steal Jimmy from us, isn't he? Like, I know.
No, Jimmy's not going to succumb.
I think he's
a West Coast guy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man. Every time I see pictures of those guys, it looks like it's getting harder and harder. Like, I know that's in the works. That's Dave's ulterior motive.
Yeah. You know he wants.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot. And of course, how do we find you for the world's greatest bait tanks and fantastic service?
Oh, Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And make sure you call first, guys, because, you know, we're a little bit shorter hours than normal. And so make sure you call first before you come by. Make sure you wear your mask, too, please. But Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number is area code 714-840-4262.
Right on. Great job, Mark. As always, we appreciate you compiling such great information for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Very good. While we wait for our good buddy, Seaforth Sport Fishing, Marcos. So, talk about the fishing that went on this week,
man.
on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Yeah, Boog wasn't messing around this week.
Holy mackerel. I mean, catching some local tuna like that, like he was, right?
Yeah, there was some fantastic fishing, and we're going to look forward to hearing for it because he's standing by right now. Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Did I hear you talking about some bluefin on the full-day trip there?
We were just talking about the fishing out of Seaforth in general, but, yeah, specifically that great fishing that Captain Ryan Boston and Captain Matt Brawla had on the San Diego this week.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, 30 anglers had 60 bluefin, limits of bluefin there, and 12 yellowfin in the mix there. So definitely they spent this week going offshore taking a look around, and it paid off. So, yeah, the great fishing on there for those bluefin, yellowfin, and, again, it's become commonplace to us, but it's a fairly new thing. Bluefin on the full day trip. I mean, come on.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's pretty awesome. And mix in a little bit of the yellowfin, too, right?
Yeah. And 12 yellowfin, big deal, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember when 12 yellowtail was a huge deal on a three-quarter day trip, you know, now a full day trip, and, you know, you would have sold the boat out the next day because there was 12 yellowtail, and now that's a part
tail.
That, if Marcos has time, he'll throw it in the report, you know, after you're done talking about
it. Yeah, I guess I'll put that up there,
And they're nice, great fish, too, right, Marcos?
Yeah, just across the board between those full days and the overnights, we're seeing fish, you know, from 20, 30 pounds on the lower end, a lot of 40-pounders in there, up to 200 pounds, I believe that. Jeez. I actually came back with a 270 from their day and a half. Tough trip for bluefin, but one of them was 270. So if you want to do some of that trophy bluefin hunting, now's a good time. You know, and if you just want to go out there and catch some bluefin, full day's a great option there. So definitely check the website for those trips, those full days and the overnights, day and a half, some a little bit longer trips mixed in there also, you know, catching bluefin, yellowtail across the board there. If you can't put all that time in there and you just want some spectacular calico bass fishing, you can always do the half day. Yesterday morning, 37 anglers on the new Seaforth, 130 calico bass, and all the shorts you can want there. So great, great fishing. And
that was 130 keepers?
Exactly, yeah. And
holy mackerel.
Plenty of practice on those release fish, too, yeah. So great fishing all around there. So, yeah.
That's that Everingham Brothers trophy we were talking about. Like, it just makes everything come alive.
Lights it up.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and you don't need any special gear for that one. You know, just get some 15-20-pound test on there, small sliding sinker, a hook, put some of that bait on there, and go catch some calico bass. And that calico bass fishing is a lot of fun.
Oh,
you know,
so
it's
great.
Quick, it's fast-paced, you get lots of fishing in. You know, it's maybe not the same as catching one of those 280-pound bluefin, but still a lot of fun on there. So it's a little bit for everyone right now. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Yeah.
What a great report that is, you know, from every trip. Every trip's happened, half days, full days, overnights, and day and a half.
Must be peak fishing season.
Yeah, we'll take it, buddy.
Summer.
Exactly.
Let's
summer's,
go fishing.
Summer's here. It's rolling. And everything's biting.
Yeah. Hey, Marcos, appreciate the report from C4 Sport Fishing. I know you're probably really busy on the phones there, so we'll let you get back to it, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Absolutely. Just one last piece. Make reservations. But these limited loads trips are filling out super fast. So C4Planning.com.
How do you make a reservation?
Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and we'll be more than happy to get you on a trip. But definitely give yourself a cushion there because these trips are filling up quickly.
Yeah.
Good call, Marcos.
Okay. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
If that doesn't get you fired up to go fishing, you're in the wrong sport, buddy.
Exactly.
That was cool. Well, that's going to wrap up our FishDope.com report today. Again, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com for more info.
And they also have dead flyers. If you're looking for frozen flyers, I know Dana Landing has a good stock of them. So get over there and grab them up.
Get those bars
go
of gold.
Catch a big one. Yeah, the bars of gold.
No doubt about it.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 833-288-0973. Have a chance to win that AFCO Premium Filet Knife, the 8-inch size, and have a chance to talk to Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star. So let's go for it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Doug in Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering, who built and designed the Royal Star anyway?
Who built and designed the Royal Star? Was launched in June of 1986, and it was built at Poole Boatyards. And the man who was supervising all that construction and had a lot of input to do with that boat, from what my understanding is, was Ted Dunn, who used to be part of Lopresti Dunn Sport Fishing. So I know Royal Star got built heavier than its other sister ships.
Oh, really?
Heavier with a higher deck so that we hold more bait, we hold more fuel, we hold more fish. But it's just a little bit bigger boat and a little bit heavier boat.
Okay.
So they did a phenomenal job with it being the third off the line from that same set of plans.
It is such a great fishing platform.
Yeah. But Poole Boatyards, built in Chula Vista, right here in San Diego.
That's cool.
Literally from the time it was designed, purpose-built for long-range sport fishing here in San Diego with live bait.
Think about that. You put pen to paper, you know, when you start drawing the plans just to build a perfect fishing boat, you know. Yeah. And it shows, man. I mean, you know, how many years later, like, that thing is just she's a fish-killing machine.
Oh, she's still a fish-killing machine. You know, she takes the maintenance. We've done the maintenance really, really well, so she's still in just beautiful shape. People get on, and they're like, how old is that boat?
Yeah.
86. Wait a minute. Do the math. It's 34 years old.
And it looks like it's brand new.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
so,
you guys, that's the thing about your team. I mean, I know you do a lot of the work down below the deck, but the whole team of Royal Star crew.
It's the
I
team,
mean, you
it's
guys
the crew,
are, oh
it's my two partners who are awesome about keeping things organized and moving and, you know, discussing the next project and where are we going to go and, you know, what needs to get done and what do we just want to do, you know, what's on the dream list versus on the what maintenance needs to happen. And we try and work ahead of the curve on the maintenance.
Yeah.
Get to it before it's an issue so that it's just a small problem. And,
yeah.
And you know, it shows. The boat's in great shape right now, knock on wood, running great. You know, it is a mechanical object.
Of course.
But
it's a boat.
It's a boat, yeah. We won't even go into what
that's been. But you have backup systems for the backup systems.
Because that boat was designed as a long-range boat, it's got duplication of systems. So there's usually at least two of everything to do it, and we carry a giant cache of spare parts to do things with.
That's smart.
So, you know, most of the stuff, we have an annual maintenance period, but most of the stuff we either fix on the fly while you're out fishing, and you'll never even know that it's going on. You know, just, where'd Gerby go? You know, where's Brian? He's been gone for a couple hours. I come up, you know, sweaty and greasy, and, he must have been fixing something.
Yeah.
We didn't even know it was, you know, it wasn't operating right because the backup system kicked in and was running so that nobody's inconvenienced by it.
Sure, but then you fix the original, and now you're back to the backup system.
Back to 100%, order a few more parts, and pick them up when you get back to the landing.
There you go. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does three up, 833-288-0973. Been your chance to get through right now.
Yeah, been a busy morning. Let's next up talk to Gus. Gus is calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys.
Hi, Gus.
Yo, Gus.
Hey.
Gus.
Hey, a couple of things that are my favorite things about San Diego sport fishing is the Royal Star and Captain Gerby.
Well, thank you, Gus. It's been a while. I haven't seen you for a couple of years now. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing all right for an old guy. But I can honestly say that Brian is one of the nicest captains I've ever met, and his knowledge is just stupefying. I remember the last time I fished with him, I think it was like a 6-day trip or a 5-day trip, and he was so good about like spotting a school of porpoises that are, I can't remember the name of them, and it had a beak in it or something, and it was very rare kind of porpoise, and he pulled near that school of porpoises so everybody could get pictures of them.
Oh, and, Gus, I think I vaguely remember. Was it beaked whales? Because we see those offshore sometimes around here. They are pretty
beaked
shy.
Whale.
Yeah, beaked whales.
I've never seen one.
Yeah,
they look like a
30-foot
porpoise.
I think that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah.
And,
a 30-foot porpoise?
Yeah. They're pretty amazing creatures and pretty shy.
And I couldn't get my camera to cooperate with me. And and Captain Sims, he said, "Don't worry, Gus. I've got plenty of pictures. I'll send them to you on the email." And by the time, about a week after I got home, I got like 5 or 6 pictures,
wow,
good pictures of these whales.
I must have actually got off the boat. I'm glad, Gus. I was in shock right there for a second. I was like, oh God, did I forget to send the email?
Wow.
Uh oh, here it comes.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. Well, and that's the thing about going on an offshore trip is that you never know what you're going to see. I mean,
right.
It's not only a fishing trip, but it's an experience on the water.
It's an adventure, and you never know what it's going to be. I mean, yeah, there's all the fishing, but then there's all the beautiful scenery and all the other life. You know, because you're looking through glasses for fish, you're looking for that life. So, you know, I like to, if we have the time, at least share that kind of experience, that, you know, stuff that we who work on the water, we see that kind of stuff every day, or, you know, once a week or once a month, and we just kind of get used to seeing it.
Yeah.
But you forget how special it is for someone who doesn't spend 200 days, 250 days a year on the water, how special that experience is to see a creature like that that they can only see in a book otherwise.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt about it. Hey, Gus, nice to hear from you, and look forward to your next long-range trip on the Royal Star. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Look who's on the line, Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Wheeler?
Great. It's been tough to get cars. I guess you guys are selling them like hotcakes, huh?
Well, it's good because the manufacturers have come with some huge support. In the case of the world-class F-150s, we have still 0% for 72 months on 2020 model year. So,
wow.
I don't know how long it lasts, but it's kind of a the bite's on, and it's good for our customers, which we love. And so for all the listeners out there that are in the market for any kind of truck, it's time to visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see about this 0 for 72 before the bite turns off and the factories get back to a little more reality. But it's all good. And, you know, Pete, we had a great trip there Wednesday, and I recall Rock Cod and I on the went in the Marlin tournament in Catalina, and that's when Rock Cod was young. But all of that's great fun, and the camaraderie that we've had with Let's Talk Hookup and all you guys is just wonderful.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we did have a fun trip on Wednesday.
Well,
boy,
let's hear about it, boys.
Yeah,
you guys are both being humble, man. I want to hear about
right?
some big fish.
Yeah, it took us a while to get on them, right? We saw there was a lot of fish. We were out on field research, my boat, and we had Jonathan and his son Jake from Deep Blue Scuba,
who you see
from the Fred Hall shows up in Long Beach. You know, he's the guy that does the scuba demonstrations up there. Jonathan's a great guy, and his son Jake, really super kid. And they had never caught a tuna before. And they started out with 150-pound bluefin. So
that's a great place to start.
Yeah, why not,
right? Nowhere to go from there, but...
They were so stoked and fun to fish with. And when we got on that when we got to the right area, it was unbelievable because we went three out and three in about an hour and, what, maybe 20 minutes. And
is that even, yeah.
So cool.
Then someone wanted to go home. I don't know who that was. But
I said, that was enough. Let's go home. Three
Pete'll,
big ones.
Yeah, Pete will tell you
three
exactly who ones. That person was. Let's
get
out of here.
Yeah.
We got enough to take to Fish Bros.
Yeah, yeah. I was just dreaming about unloading that stuff the next day, right? Yeah. But who? And then Mark Wheeler says, no, one more.
That's
it's
right.
Like
just
one more. So then we got picked a couple times on our flyer. And then finally I said, okay, it's getting late. I don't want to run too much in the dark. Let's go home. So we said, let's just reel it in nice and slow. And guess what happened?
Oh, yeah.
We got boiled on and got our fourth one for the day. And that was a pretty epic trip for sure.
How cool.
Yeah.
It four was, big
and,
ones.
And I did
four
the Fisherman's Landing Poke last night. It's like, dude, it's so good.
The Fisherman's Processing. So, and of course, yeah, we took our fish to Sean at Fisherman's Processing, and they had them ready to go later that morning. And then I said, don't forget when you go pick up your fish to get the pokey mix at Fisherman's Processing. And, yeah, it's good, huh?
It's the second batch I've had of that, but it is unbelievable. It's so simple. You know, you get home, and you're kind of tired, and it's like, do I want to go through all this process? And you just go, boom, boom, in 15 minutes you're eating world class. No, not world class, the best poke on the planet. And
it's
all,
so easy,
all
right?
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's so easy. All right, so next trip's got to be on your boat, right?
That's correct.
Right.
And then we got to show up to Royal Star, Brian. Tim Ekstrom's a good customer of mine for years and years, and I always enjoy seeing him. So I know you guys run a world-class operation there, and glad to know Tim, and hopefully I'll get to know you at some point.
Yeah, at some point. I'd love to see you down here, Mark. I mean, obviously I know of you and who you are, and I think my partners have both bought some trucks from you, and, you know, the relationship that you have with all of us down here at Sport Fishing. So, yeah, one of these days I'd love a face-to-face meeting, and no place better than the deck of the Royal Star. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can get them right there on the deck of the Encinitas Ford lot, selling them a new Ford car.
That'd be too easy.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But for all your listeners, is the bite's on, and there's 0 for 72 on Ford trucks, and it's really time to, if you're in the market, if you're close to being in the market, because I don't think it's going to last forever, and we'd love to see it at San Diego County Ford dealers.
All right. Well, thanks for all that you do for fishing. The San Diego County Ford dealers so supportive for 25 years with Let's Talk Hookup here, and we frankly, without the support we get from you guys and many others, we wouldn't be here. So thanks for the support, and thanks for being a fishing friend, Mark.
See you, Wheeler.
Great to be a part of it, guys. Take
See
care,
buddy.
All right.
You guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. First opportunity since the beginning of the show where we've had a couple open phone lines. A great time to get through in the second half of the show. 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way when we return with the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking Royal Star.
Yeah.
It's been a great show.
Yeah,
dude.
Great show. And you just heard the Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska spot. Take advantage this year of going to Kingfisher. There's not very many Alaska lodges that are open. I know Whaler's Cove's not opening this year. Katmai Lodge not opening this year. But Kingfisher is open, and they're doing a great job, and fishing's been good. It's a great opportunity because of the light fishing pressure this year.
And you come back with an amazing product.
Oh.
It just reminded me that I owe you a couple pieces of fish. Because
yes, you
just
do.
The other night we had some we did like a teriyaki glazed black cod.
Yeah.
And we cooked it up on the Traeger, did a little pellet grill, smoke grill.
Ooh,
dude.
That black cod's good.
It's
yeah, that's
so
right.
Good,
we didn't catch any. That's why I said, Ricky,
yeah,
got an extra piece of black cod, everybody. Yeah. But all the fish. But I wanted to mention again, in case you missed it, Tommy P, our extraordinary YouTube producer, put out what I think is his best work ever,
cool.
And that's our Kingfisher Charters June 2020 trip. It's up on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link it on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and you just click on the little YouTube button on the top that's red, and it takes you right to our channel, and click on that Kingfisher Charters June 2020 trip, and check out Tommy's work. He did a great job.
That's cool. Nice job,
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Billy Egan is on the line from Western Outdoor Noise. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So the big event's coming up soon, right? Tell us about it.
Week Bill? For a big event up at Clear Lake. But the California Tuna Jackpot is scheduled for August 8th out of San Diego at the San Diego Marlin Club. It's going to be an amazing event. And with all the local tuna being caught, we can't wait. We've got some entries that have been flowing in so far, and we're looking forward to it. We've got a early bird deal for anybody registered by August 17th. Is in the running for a Yamaha generator with $1,000, and got some awesome sponsors and the Make-A-Wish Foundation's involved with our event. So some proceeds from all the options are going to be going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it's just going to be an awesome day. We can't wait.
So this is going to be similar to the famous Western Out There News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, but it's right in our own backyard here in San Diego, at the, based on the out of the Marlin Club, right?
Yeah, that's right. Basically, it's a small mini version of the Cabo Tuna Jackpot. You know, with everything going on right now, we, you know, initially had wanted to do something more similar to the Cabo Tuna Jackpot, but with the current conditions going on, we thought a one-day tournament for some of the smaller boat guys out there that wanted to get out and have some fun for not a huge dollar entry. You know, $2,400 for a team of four is all in, and $26 for a team of six is all in, and some good money is going to be won. We've got some great sponsors. Accurate Rods and Reels is doing some rods and reels for everybody, or for five of the guys that win. We've got Angle Coolers, Yamaha, you name it, some of the best sponsors in the business, Maui Gyms. Going to be an amazing raffle at the award ceremony there at the San Diego Marlin Club following the event. But basically, it's a one-day tournament. If people register prior to the 7th, early enough, we will get all their registration information mailed out to them so they don't even have to check in on the 7th. They can just start fishing at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, lines out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, make it back to the San Diego Marlin Club by 6:30. Well, actually, you got to be in the 5-mile-an-hour zone by 6 to weigh your fish, but we'll be there weighing fish till 6:30 and then have an amazing small version award ceremony for just the anglers. We want to keep it kind of small under the current conditions, but it's going to be an amazing event. Can't wait.
And how does somebody get into it?
Well, the best way to get into it is go to wonews.com, our brand new website. We've got lots of new content, but if you click on the events button, which will go to tournaments and events, you can log on right there, enter your team of four. For $400. If you want a team of five or six, it's just an additional $100 for that fifth and sixth guy. Get signed up. And as soon as you sign up online, we'll get right back to you some emails and the rules and the information that you'll need to complete your registration, or just print out or pick up a entry form at one of the local tackle shops. We've got them spread out all over the place. And, we're going to have registration for those that wait till the end, August 7th, at four different locations throughout Southern California, so the guys can get signed up and get ready for it. We're going to, I think it's Hogan's Tackle, Angler's Choice, Savon Tackle, and Ken's Tackle. You can sign up there.
Very good. All awesome. Right, Bill, Ian from Western Out There News. Check it all out at wonews.com, of course, or check it out in the Western Out There News. We sure appreciate that. Looking forward to a great tournament.
That's going
to
be cool.
The California Tuna Jackpot. It's awesome. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate the call this morning.
For having us on. I appreciate it. And check out all our events at Western Outdoor News.
Right on. Thanks, Bill. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Brian. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Jim calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Excellent show, as usual. You know,
Thanks,
I want to talk again on the show. I heard about on the air system through the boat, the HEPA filter. I wanted to ask the skipper, are you guys employing the HEPA filter for your air system on the boat?
Yes, absolutely. We've changed the type of filters that we use on all of our air conditioning units on the boat so that nothing gets recirculated without going through one of those HEPA filters. And we're fogging them as well. So we're putting a disinfectant through the evaporators that blows it into the ducting system. So that and we think that that's going to make it as safe as possible.
That's awesome.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone. Go ahead, Jim.
That is one of the best systems, that HEPA filter guarantees 100% purity of air. And if I know it's not cheap, so it costs you some extra money, but you're going the extra mile for safety once again.
Yeah, we just have to. I mean, we owe it to our anglers that ride the boat with us to do everything possible that we can to keep them as safe as possible.
All right.
What a good outlook, man. That's rad.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Joe in San Pedro is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just want to make a few comments regarding the Royal Star before I ask a question. If you haven't been on this boat, be prepared to eat some of the best food you've ever had.
Oh, man.
No doubt.
And then, if that, you know, with Nestor in that galley, I'm telling you, it was outstanding. We were on the Redneck Rodeo a couple years ago. And you've got this great food to eat. And then it's like, oh, we get the fish, too? It's like, wow, you know? But along with that, I just wanted to say that they make the processing, Brian, so easy when you catch this fish on the boat. You know, you want bellies, you want this. I mean, it couldn't be easier. But with that said, I'm still eating with the 5 mil bags that you guys sealed the fish with. I'm still eating fish from 2 years ago that it's like if I caught it last month. That's how good your processing is.
That is music to my ears.
Right?
I love
Brian,
hearing that.
Honestly,
you got to come out and catch some more so that you never, ever run out of that phenomenal product.
Yeah.
Do it. I'm telling you, I give people fish still. They say it's outstanding, and I'm eating it. And of course, this is Wahoo and everything that you just can't buy in a store, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still eating.
And the crazy thing is it starts on the boat because you guys have, like, such a great handling of the boat. Give the whole rundown of what happens when a fish hits the deck on the Royal Star. Because this is like, I've seen it, Ricky's seen it, and it's like a machine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it starts even before the fish hits the deck. You know, we talk to our anglers, and we ask them to try and lay that fish out for us. Because if they're calm and they have that fish calm, we will absolutely shoot for a headshot so that we're not putting a gaff through any of those premium loins.
Right.
So once that gaff is in the head, the fish comes over the rail, it's set down gently on the deck because you don't want to bruise that meat when it comes down. The gaff comes out, the spike instantly goes into his head to stop that fish from wiggling and quivering.
Yeah.
You know, the next thing is you're going to bleed that fish to get all of that blood out of there because that's the strong fishy flavor. You want to remove that as quickly as possible.
And how do you do that?
We clip a gill, and the reason we do that is it allows the heart, while it's still pumping, to pump all of the blood out of that system.
Oh. Because it goes right through the gill.
To get their oxygen. That's their lungs.
And so all of you guys carry like a specific pair of shears to just for that reason.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't carry dikes anymore. You know, we used to carry diagonal cutters, and now we just carry scissors because we're clipping tails to mark them for processing, and we're clipping gills to get them bled. So once that fish is bled and bled out, you know, if it's a larger fish, we actually pith it. If it's a tuna fish. So right where we spiked it in the head, we now run a cord down its spinal column to stop all those nerves from firing. It stops everything from happening instantly. That fish is completely dead. It's not dumping hormones. It's not in shock. It's not doing anything to the meat except starting to relax.
It's amazing to see that.
I was just going to say, it's a little bit tough. I know we're on the radio show, but maybe explain that a little bit for somebody that hasn't been on the boat with you. I know you give it the general runner, but kind of maybe if you can on radio, explain a little detail what exactly you're doing and like what the process is.
Okay,
like.
So when you spike a fish, you spike it through the brain, and that opens up. It opens up the leading edge of the spinal column. So literally through where you've taken the brain, you've destroyed the brain to kill the fish, we use a piece of wire. You can use really heavy gauge monofilament like they use on a longliner, but you feed that right through the hole that you spike the fish. If you do it correctly, it slips right into the spinal column and goes through destroying all the nerve endings through the spinal column all the way to the tail, and you can see it as that process is happening.
Yep.
You know, you watch the fish twitch one time, and you watch that twitch move all the way down towards the tail, so you know exactly where that wire or the material
like
is.
A piece of cable that's literally running down the spinal column.
Down inside the spinal column,
breaking
all those nerve connections. And you can see it, and, you know, it'll change color. You can stop halfway and leave the fish half, you know, live color and half afterwards color. But we take it out so that it stops all the muscles from twitching. Once that's done, then you know, it's a minute or two, sometimes 45 seconds if we're catching them good. But, you know, then you gill and gut that fish. And our guys are so good at
it. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So fast because they, you know, they're doing them every day. So done properly, it takes about 20 seconds a fish.
Yeah.
And you're done all the gills, all the guts. That fish is hollow inside.
All the gills.
But still completely intact.
All the gills, all the guts, completely intact. It's got one slit by the operculum or the gill plate cover. But we don't cut any of that out. It's completely intact. And then that fish gets rinsed out really well to get all of the slime, all of the remaining blood, everything out of that cavity. Excuse me. And what that, part of what that does is starts the cooling process, because tuna, as you know, are warm-blooded, so their body temperature rises above the water temp. So we're putting water temp water into the body cavity while we're cleaning them, which starts bringing them down. And then they go, once they're completely clean, into that 30-degree seawater as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And that allows, when it's in there, having the gills and guts removed, it allows that fish to cool from both the inside out and the outside in.
Right.
Which is important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
For the quality of the meat. And so then when you're back at the dock, here's the other big thing. If you choose Fisherman's Processing as your processor, you never touch your fish.
That's correct.
It comes out of that hold and goes right to Fisherman's Processing in their iced bins.
That's
from the cold into the ice bin. So the fish is never seeing warm water again.
One of the things that helps us maintain that quality is that our wells don't fluctuate in temperature. We've got such a good refrigeration system that my partners put together when I was actually off the boat, is when RSW came through, but they put such a good system together so that we don't have temperature fluctuation in our wells. So holding it at that right temperature is so critically important. So yeah, that fish comes out of the well onto a Fisherman's Processing scale and is handed gently by their people right into those ice totes. So that fish is never getting bruised, it's never getting banged up, and that temperature is not coming up. And they leave it in those ice bins in their coolers until they're ready to cut it. Once they cut it and expose it to the meat to oxygen, that's when fish spoils. So then getting it vacuum sealed as quickly as they do maintains, everything they do just maintains the tremendous quality that we provide on the boat.
Yeah. That's the reason guys like Joe are talking about eating their fish a year later and it's still
2 years later, you say.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the reason, because you guys take those steps to it.
And the other thing, too, that Joe mentioned is the 5-mil bag. They have an option to upgrade from a 3-mil to a 5-mil bag. I like that 5-mil bag because it just keeps that much longer.
It keeps that much longer, it keeps that much better, and it protects you from breaking a seal, moving things around in your freezer, you bump it by mistake, you just have that much more protection.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Joe. You got us started there.
That was awesome. I wish people could see that process of how quickly you guys are like surgeons gilling and gutting a fish with all this big bluefin. I've fished on the Royal Star for a lot of years, and like that's how we treat and my boat partner too, my boat partner Neil. Like, we always go on long trips, and like, we try to take our care of our fish to the highest of standard, which I feel that's what these guys do. We try to emulate that. But when you see how quickly a Blake pulls the gills and guts out of a fish, and then when you're down on your hands and knees trying to do the same thing, packing away, like, good Lord, you get impressed at how quickly.
Like 20 minutes later, and Blake does it in 5 seconds, right?
On one without flipping the fish over. Yeah. How that is done, I'll never know. Like, I can't even
Ricky,
begin.
I'll show you anytime you want to see it.
I see these guys lift up one gill plate and make one cut at the, at the vent there, and, like, next thing you know, the gills and guts are out. I'm flipping that fish over back and forward. Okay, I think I got it. Nope, still attached. Okay, here we go.
Not an easy deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, phones are packed up. Let's jump back into them and talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. What's up,
Sam?
Sam?
Oscar, 1 second.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to the Wahoo trolling segment there, and you talked about marlin jigs way back. I mean, there's a lot of, like, flathead zooker, a chug mouth. I mean, the knuckleheads. What kind of lure were you specifically referencing with the marlin lure trolling for
I wasn't. It was more just a general skirted lure of that size. Yeah.
Like a larger size.
Yeah, larger size. Some kind of like 12, 10 or 12 inch marlin lure. Some kind of flathead is what I've always seen. I mean, how do I put this? I'm sure it makes a difference, but I don't do it enough or have a big enough selection of marlin lures to know. So, I mean, I've caught them with literally an ear of corn chugging back there.
Come on.
We had very good Wahoo fishing one time years ago. Great story. Marcus Medic and I, Marcus now owns and runs the New Loanne, but he and I broke an ear of corn off, peeled the husk back to make the feathers, drilled a hole in it, wired it up, sent it way back. And we caught two wahoo on that ear of corn.
Because
the first one didn't cut it bad enough to destroy it, but the second one, it was gone.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Hey, you know, why not, right? Hey, Sam, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Pedro calling us from Rosarita Beach. Not a ton of time left for you. Good morning, Pedro.
Good morning. I just got a question, Matt, concerning. What can you tell me about L.A. Bay? Is it open for fishing at this moment, or will it be? Or we have to schedule a trip next week, next month, and I'm just curious.
I'm not sure. I check with somebody like Discover Baja Travel or one of those travel agencies. But I think it's open. I mean, the border's open to U.S. citizens coming and going, but I'm not sure about land-based travel. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I had an answer. I think you nailed it. Discover Baja.
They'd have the answers for it. I know you can go to Rancho Leonero. Right. I know you can go to Palmas de Cortez. I mean, and fly there either out of L.A., San Diego, or Tijuana, and that's not an issue. But as far as driving, not sure, Pedro.
One of our guys just did a CBX trip. You know, one of the guys in the tackle shop, Bruce, and had no problems back and forth to Southern Baja.
Oh, yeah.
But as far
good
as driving,
fishing down there, too, right now, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Pedro. Let's try and sneak in real quick Arnie and Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We have about 30 seconds for you, Arnie.
No worries, dude. Hey, Brian, is Adriel going to be on the trip? He was a big help when I went to that, did the Mazatlan trip for Let's Talk Hookup back in 2019.
Yeah. Adriel's still working with us, but he's just isolating with his family right now, so he's not going to be on the boat. That's just his personal choice, but he's going to work with us whenever he gets a chance again.
Yeah, good guy. And, Arnie, I know you're hosting our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star 3-day trip this Wednesday. You excited?
Oh, you betcha, buddy. What I'm listening to the show today, oh, my goodness. I mean, we have a shot at a little bit of everything, it sounds like.
Yes,
yeah,
we
you
do.
You're going to get a workout for sure. It sounds like it's going to be very good fishing. It looks like a really good window of weather, too, during that trip. So if you want to go fishing with the Arnie and the crew of the Royal Star, you can still get on at royalstarsportfishing.com online or call Tracy in the office to grab a spot on that trip.
Yep. And just in case you don't have it, 619-224-4764 will get you through to Tracy.
And then you also have spots open on various trips through the summer.
Various trips through the summer and even the fall. You know, there's cancellations just because of a little bit of fear that's out there,
sure,
and everybody's got to make that decision for themselves. But, you know, for me, what better way to get away from the stress and just all the nausea of what's going on right now in the world? Just come out, go fishing, and forget about the world. You don't have to look at the news.
Isolating on the Royal Star?
Totally.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a great place to get away from it all.
Thanks a lot for the call, Arnie.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves a brand new AFCO fillet knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need.
They offer half-day and three-quarter day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner of that AFTCO premium 8-inch fillet knife is going to Gus from Burbank. Gus, congratulations. I'm telling you, man, you are going to love that new knife.
Oh, that's a great fillet knife for Gus. You can cut some smoked salmon with it.
I remember that smoked salmon. So
never forget the Gus's smoked salmon.
Never.
Yeah, and you never forget a trip on the Royal Star either. Captain Brian Sims, Captain Randy Sont, Captain Tim Ekstrom, great crew, great boat. Everything about it, first class. How do we get aboard?
It's the easiest thing on the planet. You can book it online at www.royalstarsportfishing.com, or you can call the best in the business, Tracy, in our office at area code 619-224-4764. Love to see all you guys out there, and the nice, rare opportunity of fishing Royal Star with a little bit lighter load this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Good opportunity, and fish are biting.
Fish are out there, are biting, and there's space on some of the shorter trips we have, which is really surprising. Usually are booked a year out, and you can't wedge your way on them.
Our Let's Talk Hookup trip was sold out, like, months and months ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, because of the circumstances, there's a little bit of fallout, so now's your opportunity
to
get on.
Now's a great opportunity to go fishing when the fish are biting on a quality operation with a very light load of anglers.
Yeah.
It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks, Brian. Good luck on the trip, and I know you're going to get them. And I want to thank all our sponsors out there who've supported Let's Talk Hookup, all our fans and everything like that. Poway Valley Collision, if you need some repair on your car, now is a great time to go see Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. They're just super people, and they do the best job possible. Poway Valley Collision. And then Rourke over at San Diego Pool Tire Cleaning, man, that guy has been busy. And if you want to get your pool tire cleaned, if you have a little bit of stain on the pool tile, you want to enjoy your pool this summer, call Rourke at San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning, sandiegopooltirecleaning.com, and make it look like brand new. They do a great job, and they support sport fishing, and support them, please. And thanks to Dave in the studio there for taking care of everything, the calls and the board there. And thanks to Adam, for all he does with our Let's Talk Hookup app. The Let's Talk Hookup app, just an absolute must-to-have, downloaded on your phone or device for sure. And tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., Elena and Lyle will be with us. They're fisheries biologists. They've got some swordfish information all kinds of good stuff for us tomorrow, 7 and 9 a.m. on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.